What I've realized is this. The government does not have enough room for all graduates or students coming out of the school. The government payroll has about 650,000 or so. This 650,000 people on government payroll take about 80% of the government revenue. Now, if I'm sitting down now waiting for a government job, I think you need to look somewhere else. This government doesn't have enough jobs for everybody, but there's enough job for everybody. We can all do something. And it's not only in buying and selling. Agriculture is a way out. Tourism is a way out. Look, if you look at some of the people who come to my office looking for jobs, and these people are using iPhones, that costs about 6,000-7,000 Ghana cedis. The kind of nails that they've done, their hairstyle and everything, their dresses. You could tell that this girl, apart from her body, everything she has on is worth about 10,000, 12,000. That amount of money that you use for all these things, you could have used it for a startup business. You could be raising some animals. And I will tell you this. I have some people who have taken me up on my pig rearing, and they are doing very well. One has about 79 pigs within a year. One has about 50, and so many other numbers. So you could be doing some of the buying and selling. You could be growing some of the things yourself. I mean, you could have a small garden and harvest it. But everybody is looking for a government job. Look, I'm a member of parliament. I have a lot of college degrees, but still, I'm a farmer. I still work on a farm. And I can take you to my farm on a Sunday, and I can show you how to use a hoe. I'm still a farmer. I'm not afraid to get my hands dirty, but that's where I get my daily bread. I cannot sit down and wait on the government. Being a member of parliament is not a permanent job. There's no permanency in anything. Learn to work. Learn to produce on your own. Don't depend on government jobs.